Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, I'm Laura Lively.
Welcome to you
and all of your parts. I want to share with you this week something that really changed my life. And I think it's really relevant for those of us that are aware that we have parts. So one of the things, I am a life coach as well as an IFS practitioner. And one of the concepts that they taught us in life coaching school was this idea of both and. And it's a great tool to have if you're working with your parts. So kind of let me kind of back up and explain a little bit. Before I started my own healing journey, my own inner work, I truly was a black and white thinker. It was either this or that. It was good or it was bad. Things were right or they were wrong. It was very either or. There was no middle ground. There was no opportunity for, this both and thinking. And so in coaching school, they taught us that instead of looking at it that way, it could be yes and or both and. And so Sarah Epstein, who is a psychologist, said this reality shifting mindset can relieve anxiety, promote healing, and encourage relationship growth. So this basis of both and is that multiple things can be true at the same time and that everybody has a right to their experience regardless of what someone else is experiencing. And for me, I found that to be so helpful with my parts because it's very common for me to have a part that wants me to, one part wants me to do one thing, like lay on the couch and watch more Netflix. And another part is like, get up. How long are you going to lay there for crying out loud? And so I can see that both of those parts have an agenda, right? One wants me to lay there and enjoy what I'm watching, enjoy relaxing. And another part's like, get up and be productive, right? So this idea of both and really changed my life in terms of how I viewed the world. I could see that, you know, what I thought was right might be right for me, but that doesn't necessarily make it right for everyone else. And then I could also see that my parts hold this both and theory, right? They as a whole are doing the best that they can to help me, but they have different agendas about how's the best way to go about that. The part that wants me to lay on the couch and relax and enjoy the TV, mindless TV, right? It thinks that's the best thing for me at this moment in time. And the part that wants me to get up off of the couch and actually be productive, it totally believes that is the best thing that I could do. And so if we'll take this into now, you know, internal work and parts work, I can hold space in my system that both of these might be a good thing, right? Me relaxing is a good thing. Me being productive is also a good thing. It is both and. And then with some self-energy, you know, what I want to be able to do now that I have established a relationship between these parts and me, I mean, with me as self-energy, is I can say to both parts, I get that you would like me to relax and enjoy this, but we have been watching TV for a couple of hours. And over here on the flip side, I know you think our time would be more or better used, you know, getting up and doing something, but we have been working, you know, very hard for the last 6 days. This is our only day off this week. And is it so bad for us to lay here and watch TV? So I, with some self-energy, can hold the space for both and, right? Lay on the couch, get off your butt. And then I, with some self-energy, get to decide what is best for the system. What if the answer is, okay, one more episode, and then we're going to stop watching TV and we'll get up and batch cook our food for the week because that is the best thing for the system overall. What if I decide, you know what? We did work really hard. We're going to watch 2 more hours of TV and then we'll get up and batch cook. And I might have another manager part jump up and say, you know, you could pause the TV and start batch cooking now and then come back and watch the next episode while things are simmering and baking and broiling. So that to me is the power of both and in my own internal system. I have to tell you, having that
thought process and that willingness to take what I'm learning about my own internal system externally has been huge in helping me with relationships
with people in the outside world, not just the parts in my inner world.
So I would invite you to consider, what would it be like to go through life with a both and instead of a black and white either or? Let me know what you think. Thank you so much for joining me today. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session. See how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.